Welcome back to Balls and Holes, presented by Backseat Coach, episode 4. We're back. We had a one-week hiatus. Mm-hmm. I was sick last weekend, pretty much down for the count. We were going to do another episode like later in the week instead of our regular Monday uploads.
Just didn't work out.
So we decided we're going to take a week off. Yeah. And we're back at it this week. I miss doing it, though. It's been, right. It feels like it's been forever.
The sickness I had prior, he definitely caught, I think. I think that's what you had.
Yeah.
And then was just out, like solid sleeping for 2 days.
Yeah. And then I was pretty much better by like Tuesday, but I've just had like the sniffles and like the after effects from the cold for a few days now.
Gnarly cough going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm good now.
Good. I'm glad you feel better. It was sad.
It was. I missed doing the podcast, but we're back.
Right.
And we made it. We spent a ton of time pre-show on like the visuals. Hopefully our cameras look better, so anyone who's watching the YouTube video, hopefully
it looks
everything
better.
Looks all right and better. And don't worry, for audio listeners, we also did try to make the mics work a little better too, so
we'll see.
All around improvements, or we just ruin the whole thing.
Yeah, who knows, we'll just
but
see.
Time will tell. So anyways, let's just get right into it.
I'm ready.
So I've been excited. So this normally podcast topics are like me talking about football or something, so stuff like that wouldn't really come up in a regular conversation. But this podcast topic, for sure, when we decided what it was gonna be, it was kind of hard because we wanted to talk about it for like when we go to dinner and stuff, because it's been my birthday weekend this weekend. So we've been having a fun time.
Lots of fun.
You know, just let's see, what all have we done this weekend? Let's start with Friday.
Friday,
what did we do?
I genuinely can't even
remember. We went to Frisco.
Oh, right. Nirvana. That was
super fun bar and restaurant where you play video games at your table. We went to a table that had a Nintendo Switch, and we played Mario Kart and Overcooked 2, which is our new
game. We're loving it. We just went to Best Buy that night.
Well, let's see. So we went to Best Buy, and then did we go to another store?
No, we went to Target. We went to Best Buy, and then we went to a different Target just to find Overcooked.
But
too.
We finally got it.
And Just Dance.
Both of them very much worth the
super
price.
Fun. Yeah.
So that was fun. We figured out a new game, and then after we were at Nerdvana, we went to dinner, and that was just a mess.
Right. We tried to go to this sushi place, like a conveyor belt sushi place, and it was a 2-hour wait.
Yep.
So we were not having that. But there was Korean barbecue just down the street. We pop on over there. I'm like, hey, I got this. I'll add us to the wait list. I felt so bad. I still feel really bad about it. Because instead of my number, 469, I put 459. So they never called us. And then I got something on the website being like, oh, you missed your chance.
Yeah, it was weird because they had an app that like showed where you were in the wait list. It was like you are this number in line. It's like it's almost your turn, and then just all of a sudden went from that to like we missed you, sorry.
Yeah, so I went and I was like, I've been here. What just happened? No problem. Next table, it's gonna be you guys. Okay, so y'all just wait over there. We've got y'all. I kind of knew. I knew she wasn't going to see this.
Yeah, well, it was like they started taking other, like, couples or larger groups, and we're like, okay. But then it got to the point where it was, like, so empty in the waiting room. I was like, okay, it's only us.
They've got to take us.
But then, like, right after that, so many people walked in. It was, like, a huge group where I was like, they're not even going to see us over here. So, like, let's just call it. And then after that, I was like, well, I'm not that hungry, but, you know, I kind of... Well, after that, that's when we started looking for the games. We went to a couple stores.
Because we knew we were going to get the game.
And Target, or Best Buy was closing, so we had to go in there right before it closed, but it wasn't even there. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I was like, you know what? I want some food. We were kind of We were up, like, 30 minutes away from where we live, so we were kind of far away. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we're kind of near Culver's, which was on our Trinity last podcast, probably. Maybe two podcasts ago. I don't know. Having a week off is throwing everything through a loop.
Yeah.
But Culver's, wanted to try it out, and we get to Culver's and there's no drive-thru, which is such a first world problem, but it's kind of like when you go to fast food places, like so that's like a Culver's, and I know you're not like super familiar, it's like a Whataburger in terms of like if you see one without a drive-thru, you're like, this is odd. Like Whataburger, you if you saw one and didn't have a drive-thru, you're like, weird. So you know,
unthinkable.
Going in, just a disgrace. And then we went in, got it, and you said it, it's very what do you call it, the vibes in there,
small towny.
Yeah, which is perfect to describe what
very
Culver's
small
is.
County.
Just the people there. It's just so weird because it's in Texas. So it's the same people that were normally
around-ish. It's the kind of place that, like, you could go in with no shoes on.
Very just,
Yeah.
Small town vibe, which is funny because it was like we were 30 minutes away from Dallas, but it's still a city that has like 250,000 people. Like McKinney's a large city,
right? It's not
but
a small town.
You go into that Culver's, small
whoa.
Town. Yeah, whoa! It's just like I feel like I'm back in Dairyland, Wisconsin
though.
Again, Wisconsin.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so then we got Culver's, then we came back and got the Target, got Overcooked, played that a little bit.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was. And then let's see, then now we're at Saturday. We tanned a little bit.
Yep.
There was kind of some clouds.
Clouding.
Another first world problem. The worst.
Yeah, it's fine.
And then we did, oh man, it was only yesterday. What did we do yesterday?
I know. Well, I don't know what we did. We kind of just sat around. We sat around until we went to the Melting Pot.
Yeah, we went to Melting Pot, which is a fondue place.
Super good.
Super good.
So good.
Super fun place.
Good drinks, too.
Mm-hmm. We don't know how to cook lobster, though. So the way this place works is... It's similar to Korean barbecue in terms of, like, everything you're going to eat, they bring you and you cook it. And we chose to do... There's, like, five different ways you can cook things. Like, you can choose your cooking style.
Right.
And we just chose, like, grilling. Mm-hmm. Just sounded the easiest and just...
Better tasting, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's fun on a grill.
I don't want to boil my food.
Yeah. It wasn't really a grill, though. It was just, like, a stove pot with, like, a griddle. Yeah. Little, but...
Cast iron.
Yeah, cast iron. Skillet.
Yeah.
Even though... I don't know, because I thought cast irons didn't... I thought things weren't supposed to stick to them, but things definitely stuck to this one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, anyway.
But anyway, yeah, it was good, and we don't know how to cook lobster, because at the end we got, like, this extra one that had, like, lobster tail added.
Yeah,
and it's
we
just
got
like,
the bonus thing.
It's like chicken, steak, shrimp, like, we know how to cook that. Mm-hmm. Just put it on, and it looks done, just eat it.
Right.
Even though we almost undercooked the lobster.
Fish is always kind of a gamble when you cook it, because it doesn't change that much in color. Like, if you cut into a raw chicken, you know it's raw.
Right.
But fish, you're like,
yeah,
especially lobster, it looks the exact same when it's
lobster,
cooked.
Yeah, that was hard.
Yeah, but we still ate it and it was delicious.
We ate it and it was delicious. Yeah,
we just
and after that
it very wrong.
Went to a drive-in movie. Drive-in movies are like America's pastime. Like I just the vibe there is so nice. Like it was like a perfect night though too, so that like helped obviously. We went there, got there around like sunset was just happening and you know
it's
a snack bar with popcorn and stuff. And this place is cool. Like, I've been to drive-ins in Minnesota where it's, I think, at least from my memory, there's just one screen and they play like three movies on that screen for the night. But this place is like, I think, seven screens and it was just kind of like formed in like an octagon minus one. And just like all in a big, just, I don't know, just a huge field surrounded by screens and you just tune to your specific radio station to watch a movie. And it was just super cool. Super nice night. Like, it was hot obviously, but we had a little bit of air running in the car. Super
good vibe.
The breeze
started going.
By the middle of the movie when it got like super dark, it was like you know, perfect.
We saw that movie Old.
It was
good. I liked it.
I'd say it was good.
Yeah,
it's good period. Like it wasn't like great.
Right.
Didn't like blow my mind.
There wasn't any. Oh my.
Because that's the thing, like I was telling you, is like M. Night Shyamalan is like known for like the Shyamalan twist, and it's like the big twist. And there is like one like not like twist but like I don't know like that you know the moment we're talking about. We're not gonna spoil anything but when like there's a point where like reads a note and you're like
but
expecting it to be like
coming.
Something insane like something so spooky because it was definitely a thriller. It wasn't a horror, but like there's stuff that's like a little kind of creepy.
It was just creepy more, in my opinion. It was even more like adventure than thriller. It wasn't much of a thriller. There were parts.
There was, I think the thing that would make it like thrilling was there was a lot of like shock value parts.
That's true.
Like with the crazy doctor,
right?
Like he just
true.
Did so many things where it's just out of the blue, like whoa.
Yeah,
what's
there were
going
several
on?
Times I was like covering my mouth, cause like oh.
And then when they went deep in the cave, that was like a. We got lucky there because so the drive-in like the movie quality is not going to be the greatest. You know that you're going for the experience.
Right.
Like the screen's not going to be an IMAX 3D screen.
Mm-hmm. I've never been one who's like obsessed with quality though. Like I'm not sitting there like.
No,
wow, this would be so much better if it was crystal clear.
No, like, so there's things that are a little, like, fuzzy, and I don't mind that, but what I was getting at was, like, the scenes
darkness.
Where it's super dark in the cave, like, it's kind of hard to get that super dark replicated, so, like, definitely when it's supposed to be super scary, it was only, like, moderately creepy, because and it's just the thing about the drive-in that everyone just has to put up with, which is, like, you know what you're getting for, is, like, people are just, like, have lights on, and it's, like, it gets a little annoying, but you just get over it. But there was a couple cars just right by us. So I just like kept like turning on their lights or something. I was like, man,
that person like trying to back into the spot, just coming
so almost
close with their
so
red
close.
Lights in our
yeah,
face.
Yeah, because we were just in the back of like her SUV and just like had the trunk open, and there's like a truck like trying to back in a parking spot in front of us, and they're like backing in
mid movie.
Mid movie.
Yeah.
So close, like I was like,
just red brake lights, just like, are they just
about to, well, that, and I was like, are they about to just like full on run into your car?
I was wondering.
I was like, hey, stop, buddy.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not one to be like, you just hit my car, can you give me money? I'd literally be like, whoa.
Yeah. But all in all, good movie.
Yeah.
And the thing I did realize, since the, like I said, the drive-in that I've been in Minnesota is just one screen. This one has seven screens. And what I realized when we were leaving is, when you go to that drive-in with multiple screens, you don't want to go to the longest movie ever. You want the shortest movie. The movie we went to is like an hour 40.
Movie times.
Yeah, because I think we were driving out and like Snake Eyes or something was on a theater right by like the exit. And all the cars from our movie, which the drive-in was pretty crowded. Like each of the seven screens had, I don't know, 50 to 100 cars at them. So it's just everyone with full headlights, brake lights on, just driving right in front. So it's like,
so
if you go to a longer movie, the last 20 minutes of your movie is ruined.
Yeah, I'd
like,
be so annoyed.
It's lights galore.
Because they all start at the same time.
All start at the same time. I think, from what it looked like, ours was like probably the shortest.
Probably. Because
everyone else is just still sitting there.
Yeah, so funny. But poor guys.
It's all just kind of things you kind of sign up for when you go to drive. And you know there's going to be interruptions and distractions.
It's part of the vibe.
But it's still so fun.
I got cotton candy. Haven't had
cotton
that
candy,
in years.
Popcorn, Coke, cherry Coke, water. That was, it's just
that
so
was
funny.
The lineup.
Because you get so much things. I was even tempted to get even more stuff. And it's like you order all this stuff and they're like, oh, $16. You're totally like, wow, that's like
that's
one.
Popcorn.
That's like popcorn and a drink.
Yeah.
Popcorn, yeah, not even because like a popcorn is probably like $10 nowadays
right.
in theater.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's the fun thing about driving. But like, they're definitely smaller too. Like the popcorn you get at, we got, is like a teeny popcorn.
There was something spooky, too, about having my car open and just, like, laying there and everyone's around. And it's, like, this creepy movie on. I could not watch any scarier of a movie.
Right, because people would go, like, I don't know if they're going to the bathroom or concession.
But
they'd be kind of walking by your car. I was like, man, I was, like, thinking that, too. I was like, if I went to the bathroom, it'd be kind of fun to just, like, bang on someone's window.
No,
scary.
That's so terrifying.
Because old was like creepy, but not super scary. Another option we could have saw was like the Forever Purge, and what I was saying
that
is like
been scary.
That's like probably one of the scariest movies to see because it's not like a scary movie,
right.
but like the type of movie where you're just sitting in your car, like that whole movie. Like I haven't seen any of the Purge, but I imagine there's a lot
like
of just
people gone
people
wild,
trying to bash into people's cars and stuff. It's like that'd be so
right. I don't trust enough for that.
No,
so.
But. Old was good, I'd say. Wasn't great. Definitely wasn't bad. Like, it was worth the watch. It was creepy. It was cool. Unique. Like, we left and we were like, wow, how do you even think of, like, a movie like that?
Finished the night off with some Hell's Kitchen, and that was Saturday.
Yeah. Now we're here. Kind of woke up slow morning, filming a podcast.
It was a good slow Sunday morning, though. We don't do that often.
No, we don't. We're normally up and at them. So, slow Sunday morning. Now we're filming the podcast. Made a lot of, like, pre-production edits here.
That hopefully pay off.
Hopefully pay off.
Yeah.
And then after this, we'll edit, and we're going to go get sushi tonight, I decided.
We're going to try the conveyor belt again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually saw that place going on TikTok this morning. So it was, like, a sign.
Yeah, okay,
we had to
true.
Go there. So, yeah, that's our weekend. You know, give people a little flavor. Since it's been 2 weeks since we've caught up with a lot of people.
You know what? We got a kitten, guys.
Oh, yeah, we should have brought him in here.
Speaking of Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, we got a kitten, Ramsey. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I mean, anyone who's ever had a pet knows this. Like, when you get a pet, and like, you get them, they're so small, and then they grow, and you don't really notice it, and then you look back at a picture, like,
he's
oh, they're so small.
Huge.
It's like, since, like, you've obviously had pets, like, and now it's just, I don't know, it's, like, easy to notice now when I was just, like, a week will go by. We've only had him for probably, like, 9 days now.
Right.
But when we got him, he was, like, smaller than the size of my hand. And now he's, like, three of my hands. Like, he's just like, grown so big, and you're kind of just like, dang, like, stay small.
He's the funniest. He's such a good cat.
Yeah, he's...
Cats are hit or miss.
Yeah, cats are super hit or miss.
He's a good one.
And he's, like, really good friends with our dog now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they play all day.
But yeah, our cat, Ramsey, he's got so much personality.
Mm-hmm. It's
hilarious.
He's
such a funny guy.
For some reason, he has a really weird relationship with me. He's... All Tyler is just, like, cuddles, love, purring. In the middle of the night, he will bite me so hard over and over again. But then if I'm holding him, he literally thinks I'm his mother and tries to, like,
nuzzle
up.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
We have a weird relationship.
But he's just got so much personality. Like, he just gets his super crazy hyper moments, but...
He always tries to scare
me. He's so fast.
Yeah.
Like...
Darting around.
Because, like, I don't know. It's one of those things, like, you know when you're a kid and you're like... I don't know. I know there's not basements in Texas, but I know, like, if you're in basement... like, and you're walking up the stairs, like, and you're, like, a little kid, you're like, I'm going to run up. Like, I don't want anything behind me.
Cause yeah, it's that's creepy him there. All the time.
Yeah, and it's like, when I go to the bathroom, I'm like, I just want to run in there. I don't want him coming. I'll be like, I don't see him anywhere. And I'll just, like, open the door and just until the sprints are coming in. I'm like, no, stop.
He's so funny. Yeah. Yeah. He follows us around, too, but it's in such, like, a menacing way. Mm-hmm. Like, he's always up to something.
And he likes to wrap up on your legs. Like, yeah. Like, come and just, like, hug your leg.
Right. Which it's is so cute.
It's cute, but it's scary when you don't expect it.
It is scary. So, aside from kittens, let's get into it.
Let's get into it. So, we have our topic for today, but, you know, we're going to start off, not even starting off, because we gave people just a nice background, but, okay. You know, that's the thing that I want this podcast to get more into, like, not necessarily just, like, give everyone the details of our lives, but, like, we started this off as, like, oh, you know, I know sports, you don't, let's mitigate the gap, but, you know, we want our personalities to come through and just have fun, like, just talk. Yeah.
And I've been, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Kitten's a big deal.
Kitten is a big deal. Yeah. I wish we brought him in here to show, but... Okay. It's okay. He's probably hiding under the couch or in my shoes.
I heard him meowing at the door earlier.
Yeah, that's the thing, because we were saying about how kittens are hit or miss. Like, some cats, if you just leave them out of your door, they'll be scratching and, like, meowing nonstop. Yeah. Whereas he's, like, he'll give you, like, two or three
he'll
good
let
meows.
He'll you know he's not happy about it.
He'll be
it.
Like, hey, let me in. But do it, like, twice, then if we don't open the door, he's like, whatever.
Yeah.
He gets over it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get to our team guessing. Okay, so
I didn't even realize that we were gonna do that.
Yeah, so last week you got 4 out of 9 points. The killer was
I think I got 3 out of 9.
I think you might be right. I was rewatching it and I might have counted up wrong, but the killer was the Arizona Coyotes, because you got everything wrong there and you're so close to guessing the Coyotes.
But that being said, I knew I didn't feel good that day, but I'm feeling pretty confident today. I don't know why.
There's a couple gimmies, like in terms of like one of the points
on
some of
them. Don't say that. Because when you call them gimmies, I don't get them.
There's,
so
on all three of these, there's one point on each of them that should be a gimme. Whether it's like the city or the sport. All right. Okay. First one.
Okay, yeah. Okay, gimme sport-wise.
Okay, well, what are you seeing here?
An orange football helmet. Bright orange. Strikes me as maybe a team that used to have something racist because it's just a football helmet. You know, like, that's not somebody's... Oh, is this a college team?
Nope. All professional.
Wait, but you showed me all the professional
I know.
Ones.
I showed you this one.
That's just a football helmet? A bright orange football helmet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we know it's football.
1 point.
What? Just a football helmet?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of, like, orange teams. Isn't Cincinnati an orange team?
Yep.
But they're like striped. That's not their logo, is it?
This is their logo.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, I must have just kicked them out real quick.
Yep. You did.
Great. I mean, I don't have a single guess.
Throw some out there.
Okay. I can't even like remember names. Like, I just know ones that it's not.
It is a tough one. If you don't know sports, I don't know why anyone would ever get who That's their good. Logo was.
Okay. Well, I know it's football, so there's 1 point. Darn! I wanted to do good this time. That's such a stupid one. Okay. Football. North Carolina. Eagles.
No, the Cleveland Browns.
Ugh, whatever. Like, what does it
Nothing
mean?
Nothing racist about their past in terms of their team name.
They just chose a football helmet as their logo?
So their mascot's a bulldog, but...
So that's not...
It's Well, this is their logo. Like, they don't have any logos. Oh. Like, this is, like...
Weird.
Yeah.
That just pisses me off. Like, just... it actually just, like, makes you kind of angry.
Yeah, and their team name's, like, the Cleveland Browns.
Like, way to not care about your team.
Next up.
What do people wear when they want to represent?
A jersey or
with what, a football helmet on it?
Well, no, the jersey just is a brown jersey, orange stripes, says Browns on it. There's no logo on
but
it.
But like if they want to wear, like, you're wearing a Wisconsin shirt,
yeah, I'd probably just say like Cleveland Browns and just have like an orange football helmet.
No.
Yeah,
that's so ugly. Okay,
here's next.
Oh, okay, well, I think I know this one. Okay, I'm looking at a basketball, like, with little, what is that called? Like, shooting star following tracks. And it, I think, it's like a sun behind it. And I really, okay, so, like, I know the Suns are a team.
Yep.
A basketball team.
Yeah, huh?
but I don't know where.
Try to just think logically.
Yeah, I'm trying.
What city or state would be just sunshine known for state. Sunshine?
I mean, ooh, I don't know what the sunshine is. Maybe Florida.
I think Florida is a sunshine state.
Yeah, so that's like a, but the way you said that, it's not Florida.
Yeah, I kind of gave that away.
It's okay. A sunshiny state. Let's do basketball, Suns. I don't know. What's a really sunshiny state? I want to say California because everything's California. Let's go California, whatever.
California Suns is your last answer?
It doesn't feel good, but yeah.
No, the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, it's always Arizona.
I know, I pick a lot of Arizona.
I knew it was Arizona. I just knew it, but Arizona Suns didn't sound right.
Yeah, right, Phoenix Suns.
Gosh darn. Okay, I knew it. It's always Arizona.
All right, next up. Mm-hmm. You're at 1, 2, you're at 3 points right now.
Okay. Interesting.
What are you seeing?
A pentagon upside down. It's black. It's got LA in it and a crown. Looks very hockey just by the shape of the thing. Isn't that like the NHL like shape? Am I making that up?
I think it's just a pentagon.
Okay. Black pentagon. Los Angeles Kings hockey.
3 for 3.
Kings?
Yeah, Los Angeles Kings hockey team.
I know the Kings.
So what's our rules again? Like 5 points for getting them all right? So you got 5+.
Well, no, if we're just going to do out of 9, we won't do okay. that. It's too complicated. Well, still, but yeah.
You
so
got
that's what?
6 out of 9.
6 out of 9?
That's the highest you've ever had.
That's the best I've ever done.
Yep, best you've ever done. Yeah, you have set a new bar. Great
Thanks.
Job.
Thank you.
Awesome. What a great
I knew I felt good.
This episode's off to such a great start.
I knew I felt really good about it.
Awesome.
I can just tell. There's like a vibe.
Well, let's continue this great start of the podcast.
Come on.
And go into our topic. So the Olympics just wrapped up, mm-hmm. and USA won in total medal count as Ooh. Well as the most golds. So job. Great job, America. Mm-hmm. So we decided we wanted to talk about, we've been thinking about this topic for like at least a week probably.
What if the Olympics are fake and like USA just pretends that there's this huge event that we always win?
I mean,
just to build
that sounds very American.
Yeah.
Because like,
just like we won again.
Like the space race, like first rocket into space, Russia yeah. wins. Well, no. First living thing in space, Russia wins. No.
First man.
First man in space, Russia wins. No. First man with feet on the moon, America wins. We won the space race, yeah. guys. USA. So that would be very USA. Just create a whole Olympic Games.
It's like we're winning. We always win against everyone.
I mean, that's kind of what like basketball in the Olympics is. It's like if there's no way we should ever lose basketball.
Really?
Right. Yeah. No. So what we've been talking about for at least a week is like, what sports could we do good at in the Olympics? So, in an alternate universe,
what sports could we do good at?
If we just quit our jobs. Quit everything, like all commitments in life are gone, and just our sole focus in life every day, every week,
right.
for 4 years. The right. next 4 years is just training at an Olympic sport.
What would we do well at?
What could we feasibly have a chance to compete on a national stage at?
Yeah.
Because some are definitely, quote unquote, easier than others. I'd say easier in terms of you don't need your whole life. Like, I'd say stuff like, I don't know, I don't want to cut in anything you're going to say, but I'd say stuff like maybe gymnastics, stuff that you really from birth just have to be doing. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just pick up gymnastics and say, I'm going
right,
to excel
totally.
At it. But other things, possibly.
Yeah.
So
I'll be the first to say, realistically, anyone who knows me, nothing, I couldn't. None of these. But I think I picked some good ones.
Okay. So you want to start then?
You want to start with Summer?
Yeah, we'll start with Summer.
Okay. First, straight up off the bat, when he first told me that we were going to be doing this, I instantly knew it couldn't be anything that someone could hurt me in. Which is a lot of sports. Even ping pong. Someone could hit me with a ball and that stings really bad. I don't want that. I'm not going to dedicate years to that. Sorry. I grew up with brothers. I know what it's like to get hurt during sports and that's why I don't like them. So I knew, one, it's not going to be a team sport. I'm not getting hurt for my teammates. Two, it's not going to be where I'm against an opponent. I don't need them hurting me. That hurts the ego more than anything. Your opponent hurting you, that's the worst. So it had to be a single, you know, participant And then, like, I guess, like, everybody just kind of goes by themselves. So that narrowed it down a lot.
Okay.
Because, yeah. Not into anything, like, water-related. Water's for fun, you know? I like to splish splash.
Yeah, I could never do anything swimming.
Yeah. It's just, like, also, like, it doesn't matter how much time I give that. I'm not going to be able to compete in swimming. Just not. That's another thing. Not built for speed. So I decided, summer, archery.
Ooh. That was right? One of my picks.
Oh, really? Good, yeah. Huh?
We're not doing this Trinity style where, like, you take it so I can't.
But, right. But I'm just archery. Saying. If I had to dedicate 4 years to something, that seems like a really solid, well, I don't like air quotes sport, but sport, you know?
Well, one that you could even top that with, that I think is same flavor, but maybe even a little, you could even excel it even more, is shooting.
Yeah, I'm just more into the archery. Like, okay. There's something about it.
You just rather train it?
Yeah, there's something about a bow and arrow. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's like primal.
Well, to me, there's gun people who love guns and think they're so pretty. I think that archery, like, their equipment is way more fascinating to me. And that's just a personal thing. Some people, you know, like, there's car people, there's gun people. I'm not saying I'm, like, an archery person. Like, oh, I love a good bow and arrow. But to me, that would just be more fascinating. So I'd be more interested in getting into that.
Yeah.
And no, I think I could be pretty good.
I think that's a great pick. I definitely had archery on my list.
If you dedicate 4 years to that, you can probably get pretty good. Yeah, just same, over and over
repetition. Same with shooting.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah, I think those are both solid picks. What I would say is similar flavor in terms of, like, there's no, like, athletic ability. I mean, it's, like, a hard thing, but, like, sailing.
Fun. Give me
4 years.
Okay, that's fun. Yeah. That's so fun.
Sailing.
Get a little sailboat.
If every single day I'm hitting the ocean in a sailboat and there's nothing else to do, that's all I have to do is sail.
Yeah.
Give me 4 years sailing.
Right. Would you move?
I'd have to. Can't be in Texas, yeah, and sail.
Yeah. That's why that's, like, a whole other thing to think about is you'd have to move for that. That's expensive.
There's a lot of sports you'd have to move for. Like, when we get to the Winter Olympics, everything.
Yeah, true. I have a funny one.
Went for winter?
Yeah.
Do you have any more summer ones?
No.
Okay. Another one I would say is 4 years rugby, maybe.
Ugh. See, that's, like, so,
because the thing is,
not,
like,
my speed.
You have to, the thing is, you have to dedicate 4 years to this. So I'm not just going to do something I would hate doing. Whereas right. rugby, I played in high school for right. 2 years. And
that's the thing,
so
is,
I'd enjoy it. And it, whereas, like, it's like, yeah, I'd enjoy playing basketball, but it's like, I could never get to the level to play basketball. But, like, rugby, you know, you there's 15 people on a team. I could just float by as someone who's not that big of a player.
Make it to the merge.
Yeah. All I have to do is for 4 years is, you know, lift weights and do some training.
Yeah, probably a lot of training.
Well, it's like, it's an easy sport.
Just do some training.
Well, it's like an easy sport in terms of, like, the playing with the ball of the sport. Mm-hmm. All you do is just toss it back and forth. Like,
I've never even seen rugby, so I'm lost right now.
So
isn't it like a really aggressive football kind of?
So that's the thing. Like, everyone's like, rugby's so dangerous because it's like football without pads, which is true, but
there's no tackling?
No, there is tackling.
Oh.
But 99% of the time, like, the reason people are so fearful or fearless in football where they just, like, throw these big heads is because they have pads. You know, like, I know if I go and try to cream someone, it's not going to hurt me that bad.
Yeah.
But in rugby, if someone's running full speed at you and you're going to try to run full speed at them and hit them head on, like, that's going to hurt you almost as much as it hurts them. So, like, it doesn't,
you don't,
like,
really want to go for
people
it.
People mostly just form tackle. Like, you're going to get that 1% of people that are going to just go, like, insane. Like, they don't care about their body. And they'll just, like.
Reminds me of that boxer.
Fighter.
Fighter.
Yeah, I already forgot his name. But he fought Sugar Sean O'Malley in the last.
It starts with an M and has some T's in it.
It's like, I always think it's Mourinho, but it's not.
I always think it's Mutisto.
Something in between there.
Mutino.
But
Mutino feels
that
good.
That might be. Mutino? That could be that. But yeah, I think rugby, I just have fun doing it for 4 years. Like, because it's not like, I'd say football is more dangerous because, at least when I was on the rugby field, like, no one ever hit that hard. It's more like form tackling, like, wrap them up and throw them down. Mm-hmm. So it's
okay,
and it would just be fun. So
it would be fun, but for me, that's, like, more fun. I wouldn't want to go to the Olympics for it.
Fair enough.
That'd be fun to watch, though. We didn't watch, like, any of the Olympics.
We really didn't, like, anything.
I watched
at all.
Men's cycling. If that's what it's called.
Yeah.
At the place I babysit.
And then when my sister was in town, we were at a bar, and, like, I watched, like, 4 minutes of fencing. That's it.
Oh, I almost was going to say fencing, too. Because, like, you don't really, well, I know nothing about fencing. From what I've seen, nobody gets, like, hurt.
No. And I feel like fencing, it's more like we're so ignorant here. We know nothing about sports. But fencing, to me, seems like a sport an outsider could do pretty good at.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when I watch fencing, they're so, like, classical about it. Whereas, like, I feel like if someone just goes in there and just doesn't know the rules or, like, play
etiquette.
By the
class.
Yeah, etiquette. Just go in there and just try to get them.
Right. On guard.
On guard. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I wonder if, like, if...
How fun would surfing be, though?
Well... Back to fencing.
Okay.
I wonder how much of that is etiquette and how much of it is rules. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, to stand a certain way, do certain things. Like, I wonder how much, because I know nothing about fencing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do you have to do it like that? Or can you just, like, charge them?
I don't know about a lot of these
things. I'm sure it's rules. Okay, winter?
Yeah, I'm looking at the rest of the list for summer. I'm not really seeing anything that jumps out at me.
Okay.
That was a good list. Let's go to winter. You said you had some funny ones?
Because I don't know. I don't even know what it is. I just like the name. And it seemed... falls in my alley of a single person activity sport, and if I get hurt, it's my fault. Just like archery, if I get hurt, it's my fault.
Mm-hmm.
So it's luge.
Luge.
Mm-hmm. Luge. L-U-G-E. Luge. Okay. I like it because what's the one where? Wait, is that the one where you go head first or feet first?
Feet first.
Okay,
the skeleton is.
Yeah. Yes. First. Yes. Yes. Okay. So I saw the skeleton first. Love the name. You know, and so I looked up videos of it, and I was like, "Hell no! I am not going head first 90 miles an hour. That is a no for me."
Yeah.
And then Luge knocked on my door and said, "Go feet first, babe. Go feet first." And
you know,
I said, "Luge."
Someone died doing the Luge at the last Winter Olympics.
Probably their fault.
It was in training practicing. It might have been two Winter Olympics.
Do you think it was their fault?
I don't know. I just remember hearing about someone who was going down the thing and just flew out of it. And just...
Oh, maybe not their fault.
Well, I mean, I'm sure everyone else ran down it fine. So it's like,
maybe
I think those things that, like, what the viewer fails to see is, like, there's probably such minimal things that you have to do to just, like, make sure everything stays okay.
Yeah. So I thought that would be fun.
Definitely would be fun.
Yeah.
I would say...
4 years of that? That's like a dream. Are you kidding?
I would say as an extension of the luge. So what we're talking about here is not only just what would you enjoy training for 4 years and have a chance of being good at, but also we're talking about what's the most likely to get a medal in. And like luge, that's a lot on your back because you're literally you on your back.
That's what
alone.
I want.
Okay. You don't have to rely on anyone. I feel like bobsled put me in the middle of it or even the front. I feel like the back has to do the most work, but... I feel like if I'm just someone who's just like a dead weight in there, just make it go faster.
Right. That's the thing though, is like, that'd be a great one to hide in. But if I'm going to earn a medal, it's going to be me. Do you know what I mean?
Gold still shines bright, no matter if you're the star or not.
I know. But for me.
Okay. I'm like, no, that's fair.
I'm like, I won this gold medal. Where if you're sitting in the middle of a bobsled, granted, I know nothing about it. Like, y'all could be doing great work. But... I don't know.
There's a lot for the Winter Olympics that I was able to eliminate right away. Like, anything skating, like, I can't even skate. So,
Would
I spend 4 years? Yeah, well, figure skating, but even, like, the speed skating.
Uh-huh.
No thanks. And then stuff with the strap to your feet. So, I, like, love snowboarding and would, like, love for 4 years to do nothing but snowboard.
Yeah.
But the thing about snowboarding is, like, A, there's a ton of skill. But B, everyone at the X Games and other Olympics X Games and at that level and people who are like on the brink getting there all have basically roughly the same skill. Like there's obviously differentiations, but I think the biggest thing there is like just your willingness to send it, and I just don't have that. Like to be able to just like put your entire life at risk to try to get like a trick, because to get like the best tricks that are gonna wow the judges and get like a gold, you have to do something.
Takes a certain kind of person.
You have to really push the envelope.
Yeah,
and I could never do that.
Right,
but like one of the most fun sports that I ever see that I could never do, but that looks so fun, ski jumping. That looks so epic.
They look so fun, yeah.
When they just fly down, just fly off, and they're just...
I'd love to do snowboarding for 4 years, too, but I could never compete.
Yeah.
Same kind
but
of
But that'd
thing.
Be so fun to train for.
Yeah.
But then the easiest one for me would be curling. I just think...
Right. That's just such a given. I didn't even want to...
That just seems such a straight-up, like, bar sport. Like, like how we were talking about the other day, how it's like... I feel like, you know, you go to a bar and you play, like, you know, like, darts or pool.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, curling. I feel like it's the same flavor. Like, oh, let's just try to throw these, I think they're called pucks, or no, stones, maybe. Just try to throw them down the ice and try to get close to the bullseye.
Can I be one of your little broomers?
I think I want to be the broomer. I think that's easier.
Oh, you don't
want to? Well, there's multiple broomers, but...
You don't want to be the one who... Did they get medals, too, the broomers?
Yeah, everyone on the team.
Stop. That's so cute. Aw.
I think they might rotate. Like, now that I remember thinking about it. Like, I think
Oh,
the
is there
team's like a
multiple
three.
rounds?
Yeah, so I think it's.
Oh, cute. Okay. Yeah.
So, but either way, I think
Curling.
curling. So easy. And like the US
Yeah.
curling team was like got so much like headlines last Olympics because they were so cool. Like all like mustaches and were just like
No,
just
that's
a cool
fun.
group
That's
of
fun.
guys.
Yeah.
But the thing is like they're all like just like I mean they're athletes, but their bodies are like very much just like a dad bod. Like
Yeah.
I feel like there's no training you have to do. Like
That
you.
just is so funny because it's like, yeah, I'm an Olympic athlete, and people would probably be like, oh, probably like 20 years ago. You
Yeah,
know?
because it's like. Curling. Just think about the sport curling. You're like just rolling something on the ice or like sliding some of the ice and like brooming it. Like when the Olympics are a year away, it's not you're gonna be like, all right, no more saturated fats. Like I'm only eating chicken, rice, veggies.
Right.
It's like nah. I'm probably gonna drink a beer
Grind.
right before I even go
Yeah.
on the Olympics. Like,
Is winter in 2022?
so it is. So that's what's interesting. So this is the 2020 Summer Olympics. So you know every 4 years is a summer, like
Right,
summer every
yeah,
four,
right.
but they alternate. So every 2 years there's an Olympics.
Uh-huh.
But since this is the 2020 Olympics, a year late, and then the Winter Olympics obviously is in the winter, so it's in like January 2022. So basically, what I'm getting at is the Winter Olympics are like 6 months away.
Cool.
Unless
Cool.
it's either in
Wait,
6 months or like a
what?
year and 6 months. But I'm pretty sure
Oh,
because it
yeah.
has to be in the winter, so it's early in
So they're
2022.
gonna
And since this is
stick
a
with
year
it
late,
2022?
I think so. Well, unless it's Delta
I think,
variant.
cause I, yeah, true. But I think I remember seeing like Beijing 2022.
Yeah, so Winter Olympics 2022 is China,
Yeah.
Beijing,
Yeah.
2022, and it
Look at me.
starts February 4th, 2022. So yeah, we're like,
Wow, that is so fun though.
yeah, very
Okay.
fun. All right, so is there any other winter sports you think? I'm looking at the list. The list is so much shorter for winter sports than summer sports, but okay, here's another good topic. Summer or winter? Like we didn't watch any of the summer, but to be fair, my whole life, like summer just never piqued my interest.
Olympics or season-wise?
Olympics. I love the Winter Olympic sports so much more. Like snowboarding, skiing, like that's to me that's so much more fun to watch.
I'm more likely to watch
Even
winter.
curling, I love curling. Like it's so, and like luge, like how epic. Like it's just all the sports are
I
so
think
cool.
winter is just so much more like performance-based. Do you know what I
Well,
mean?
just
Cool tricks, like figure skating.
so cool. Speed skating, like everything is fun to watch. Because just and even some things are just like the Summer Olympics, but even bigger. Because for example, Summer Olympics, there's sports shooting. Winter Olympics is the biathlon where it's like shooting, but you're on skis. So it's
Epic.
like, it's
Epic.
just, oh, we see you Summer Olympics, we're gonna raise you.
Epic. Yeah.
But yeah, figure skating,
I'd say winter.
freestyle skiing, luge, skeleton, ski jumping, speed
Skeleton
skating.
is the most epic name. When I looked up winter sports and skeleton was one, where does that even come from?
Probably what you end up as when you're done.
I don't know. It's just
Death.
weird. Like, and you just lay. What a weird name.
Yeah.
And like that, I wondered if that translates over as skeleton, you know, in all the other countries. I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's just so funny.
But yeah, I'm just looking at the list. Winter Olympics is a lot more fun. And like, so in summer, there's basketball and baseball, like the big team sports. And in winter, there's hockey. And hockey, there's so much more parity, like where like America is usually not even the best because a lot of NHL players from Canada or Russia. So there's like multiple teams that have a chance of winning, whereas like basketball is like, yeah, there's some other teams that are like could be like good, but it's like USA is gonna win. Whereas like USA like is not doesn't always win, rarely wins the
Do you
Winter
have to be
Olympics.
American to play for the American team?
That has to be like your nationality.
So that's why Luka couldn't play on.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And then like a lot of like hockey players that play in the NHL for like Florida or Tampa Bay
Why?
will play
How?
for Canada.
What like qualifies as your nationality? Is it where you're born? What does that even
Don't really
mean?
know. I think it's where you're born.
Really?
But I think there's like weird things where like once you're a citizen of another country, you can either play for that country or your like
Okay. You
national
think
team.
Luka's not a citizen?
Probably not.
Really?
I don't know, but even if he is, like it's like I feel like a lot of people like that, especially Luka. I don't think he'd want to play for Team
And I
USA.
guess the way you were saying too is he's really only here for basketball season.
Yeah, because like I follow him on Instagram and it was like the Mavericks lost the playoffs and like the next day he was posting on his Instagram story like just hanging out in like a public gym in
Yeah.
like Slovenia. So it's
Okay,
like I
yeah.
feel like he's very much like here just for
This
basketball
is
season.
work. He
Yeah.
comes here for work and then he goes
This is
home.
work. Because yeah, he has like a Slovenian girlfriend and everything. I think
Right.
his whole life's over there and there's just, he just comes here for work.
Okay, understandable then.
Yeah. Because yeah, because I mean he's
Hey, I'll see you in 2022,
for the
February for the Olympics.
yeah, I guess we don't have much time to train for these.
Yeah.
Curling though, I feel like
2026
we
then.
could you could drop out of college and I could quit my job and if we just spent 6 months,
We
we
can
could be
make it.
curling. Yeah,
Yeah.
we could be curling.
I know we could.
Okay, awesome. That was a fun topic. I'm glad we were finally able to talk about that, because we've been like, every time, like, we'll
I
be
was at, wondering what yours were.
Because this whole weekend.
Rugby is surprising, but I like that for you.
Well, it's just like, I played that in high school, and it'd be fun. Like, it was just a fun sport.
Did you see me pulling out archery?
Did I? No, I thought you'd say shooting.
Really?
But archery, same flavor. Like, yeah. I just kind of forgot about archery. Yeah. That would be much more fun to train, in my opinion.
I think so, too.
Because there's something, because, like, we're just, like, the whole, like, debate about, like, hunting and stuff. It's, like, shooting nowadays, especially with rifles. Like, I know, like, in Olympics, they use whatever, like, sports shooting. So, it's not, like, the latest high-tech stuff that, like, our military uses. But
hunting with a bow seems way more impressive than
way more impressive and primal. And, like, something about it just seems awesome. Like,
yeah.
Because, like, if you shoot, like, a bullseye from far away, like, I know that some people's, like, flavor, like, they're, like, oh, that was awesome. Or, like, whatever. But, like, if you, like, or standing really far away from, like, a target, and you have, like, a bow and arrow, and you just shoot it, and it hits it.
Epic.
Like, how epic.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason Survivor has those as challenges, not shooting. Yeah. Like, and they probably don't want to give these.
Oh, my gosh, imagine. Survivor, they're like, here's a pistol.
Well, there used to be a show like that called Top Shot, where it's, like, who's the best shooter?
Oh, yeah.
And Colby from Survivor was the host of that show.
Yeah.
So
I remember that.
It all blends together.
I guess so. Love you, Rob. Hey, Rob.
Speaking of that, before we jump into the rest, let's jump into our weekly shout-out of Boston Rob Mariano.
Great idea. Hey, Rob. How's it going, bud?
Hi.
This marks week three?
Week three.
Of trying to get Boston Rob Mariano's attention. We love you, man. I keep up with you on Instagram. We love you on Survivor. And you would be our dream podcast guest. You know,
yeah,
come on, maybe even just say hey.
Yeah, even just a good hi would be enough. But I mean, if we could get you on for like even 10 minutes, just talk,
that's the dream.
Dream,
ultimate dream.
Yeah,
we love you, Rob. That marks the conclusion of week three's shout out to Boston Rob Mariano. We love you. Bye.
Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Let's bounce on into our Trinity, babe.
Ooh, bounce.
I have a special coin for you today.
Oh, great. I always forget to grab the coins, yeah. So thank you for grabbing that.
It's actually a dime today rather than a quarter.
Just like me.
Babe, just like me. So today...
Wait, so is that what's special about it? Is just a dime, not a quarter?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you would be like, this is a 1922.
No, but it is very...
Delaware Mint.
Look how shiny.
That is shiny. It's like a dime.
Got it from the dollar store.
So you paid a dollar for a dime?
No, I bought something and had like $5, so change.
Flip it. Heads.
Well,
me.
First I should probably say what our topic is.
Okay, go.
I was forgetting. Our topic is best ice cream flavors. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna let you flip.
Okay.
Heads I win, tails you lose.
No.
Darn it.
Heads you win, tails I win.
I was hoping that would flip past.
No. I'm too big of a Dark Knight fan. Let that pass.
What's the...
Or it was
that?
Heads. Well, in Batman the Dark Knight, Harvey Dent, when he becomes Two-Face, that's like his thing.
I don't think I've seen that.
Wow. That's just sad. You've seen Dark Knight, the Joker?
I've seen that. Is that the same movie?
Heath Ledger? Yeah. Remember Harvey Dent, like, gets his face burnt off in the fire and, like, half of it's, like...
Oh, he says that?
Well, like, he becomes, like, Two-Face is his, like, villain. And, like, his new thing is he, like, flips a coin and he's like, let's test your luck. And then he's like, heads you win, tails I lose. Or heads I win, tails you lose. So he always wins.
Okay. That was just something my family said.
Mm.
Okay. Well, what is it?
Harvey Dent. It was heads. So what does that mean? You start.
Heads I win, yeah.
First pick in the draft for the best ice cream flavor is...
Chocolate ice cream.
Oh, that's like so far off my list. It's not even funny. That's probably the bottom of my list.
Well, I wanted
it as... It's many. Actually... I also ranked...
Why are you being so mean?
My worst flavors that's in it.
Why are you being so mean?
I'm sorry. It's your spotlight. You go ahead and talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, then I'm changing my answer.
No.
Vanilla ice cream. Go ahead, do your number one.
So number one is vanilla for you?
Yeah.
What's the reasoning?
It's a classic, and like, at least in my family, when we would buy ice cream, we'd buy vanilla ice cream. And then we'd always put Hershey's chocolate syrup on top.
I was just going to say.
And that's a banger in itself.
The great thing about vanilla ice cream is so versatile. If you want to throw some caramel on it, or you can throw some chocolate, or you can put
whipped
some like
cream,
Oreos
sprinkles.
In it. Like,
right.
It's just so versatile.
Vanilla is the base for a lot of other ice creams anyway, so.
Right. So chocolate's not going to be on your list?
No, it will be.
Okay. Just later?
Yeah.
Okay. Good pick.
Mm-hmm.
Vanilla wasn't on my list, but great pick.
Okay.
For a lot of reasons.
Mm-hmm. I'm going with the basics.
Oh, you're only ranking basics? I'm not.
No, I'm just saying my three are going to be pretty basic because like they're the most important to me.
Okay, number one for me is, this is my favorite, but I shouldn't pick it in the first, but I'm going to. It's coffee.
Like, oh, really good.
Okay. I would only, if that's ever an option, getting coffee. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite flavor of ice cream.
It's a really good.
Coffee
good.
Ice cream. Delicious. Right.
Yeah. So, obviously, my number two is going to be chocolate. So, you can just go ahead and do your number two.
Okay.
Vanilla and chocolate.
I was going to say go into it more, but it's basically the same reason vanilla. Like, you like chocolate, but it's also just versatile. It's you can classic, do a lot of things with yeah. it. You can
totally.
Caramel, peanut butter, anything.
A lot of people don't like coffee, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Call me different.
It's good.
I love coffee.
I like coffee ice cream a lot.
Yeah. Number two for me is cake batter.
Ew.
I love cake batter ice cream. It's delicious. Like, I don't know. Cake and ice cream.
Yeah.
Iconic combo. Throw them together. Ice cream, cake, delicious. Cake batter ice cream, delicious.
Uh-huh.
Cake with ice cream separate, delicious. Cake batter ice cream. Cake number two pick.
I'll say I don't like cake with my ice cream. Makes the cake all soggy and weird.
I mean, ice cream elevates cake. I would rather have a slice of cake with ice cream than I would just have a slice of cake.
Don't feel that way, but okay.
I actually don't even think I feel that way.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm expecting your third to be like strawberry cheesecake.
Nope.
My third.
Your third.
Mm-hmm. Is an ice cream that I don't really love. I mean, it's good. I never pick it because I'm usually just a chocolate or vanilla girl with toppings. So my third is cookies and cream, just because I know it really pulls.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
So that concludes your trinity.
Mm-hmm. Vanilla, chocolate, cookies and cream. You cannot live without that.
Okay. My top three right now is coffee, cake batter. Mm-hmm. And then this last one was hard for me to pick. It's a Ben and Jerry's flavor. Is that okay? Or is that not allowed?
That's fine. Wait, you think we're only doing Baskin Robbins or something?
Okay. No, fair. I don't know. Which one should I pick? I have two listed here. Mm-hmm. The Tonight Dough.
Oh.
Do you know that one?
Not Netflix and Chilled?
No, not Netflix and Chilled. Okay. Switched it up to The Tonight Dough.
Okay.
So The Tonight Dough, caramel and chocolate ice cream with chocolate cookie swirls and gobs of chocolate chip cookie dough and peanut butter cookie dough.
Whoa.
It's a lot just thrown in there.
Ben and Jerry's really just likes to give you everything.
Everything. It's a Jimmy Fallon Tonight Dough. Mm-hmm. You know, like the Tonight
right.
Show.
Right.
But delicious. One of the
You've
best
had favorite. That?
Yeah, many times.
Okay. Wow.
Very good. It's probably my favorite one.
Favorite.
It's because I couldn't. Well, Ben and Jerry's has so many flavors. I probably had like three.
Yeah.
So it's my favorite of the three out of like the 50.
At
they
some
have.
Point, they must start tasting the same because it's the same kind of flavors they're putting in.
Yeah, it's like this one's chocolate and we threw in peanut butter and caramel, but this one's peanut butter and we threw in chocolate and caramel.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Like, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, good.
But yeah, so I kind of went hard with this topic. And I kind of started thinking about all kinds of ice cream because we don't have ice cream that often at all, but it's so delicious.
I always want it.
Same.
Well, I have Klondike bars frequently.
Okay, yeah, true. But we don't have like a pint of ice right. cream. So I was thinking about what are some of the worst ice cream flavors? Like that you just can't believe people like. Like, I mean, so there's some that you could just say like, this one's awful, but like no one ever gets it. But like in your mind, do any come to your mind that are just like terrible ice cream flavors that like everyone loves? And you're just like, how? Like, why do you get that?
No, but anything dairy-free or sugar-free.
I've had some good dairy-free ice creams. Sugar-free, I don't think I've ever had. Sugar-free.
I'm one of those people that it's not good for me. I'm just, like, not happy about
Wait,
it.
Wait, so, like, when you say sugar, what about, like, the health ice creams, like Halo Top and stuff
hate
like
them. I hate them.
Really?
Yep.
I like
Love
them for what
the
they
idea.
Are. Yeah, I like them for what they are. They're definitely, like, if you had them side-by-side with real ice cream, stinks. But if you're, like, really trying to cut weight early on
but
a diet.
But that's the thing is I've never been trying, like, cut weight on a diet and I'm like I have to have ice cream. It's like if I'm really in that mindset, I'm not even considering getting ice cream. Like I'll do something else. I'll have like a square of dark chocolate or something to like really like quench whatever that is in me. I'm not about to go out and buy an ice cream.
Okay.
Because the people who eat Halo Tops, okay, sorry, this is controversial. People who eat Halo Tops like aren't eating well.
I get it.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just like
it's like the same
feel
people
a little better.
Yeah, it's like people who eat that eat
nobody
like,
on a diet
eat like protein
has
chips
them.
And like it's like people like
it's the people who are on diets
quote diets
yeah
I agree
that lasts for like a week and a half because like if you're on a diet you don't even really want ice cream.
Yeah, no, you're right.
At a certain point you kind of stop wanting that kind of stuff
because if you're truly on a diet and like you finally get in that mindset where you're like I'm doing this,
you're like I'm not about to eat ice cream right now. Mm-hmm. That would ruin everything.
Exactly. But for some of the worst ones I thought, so to me chocolate, like I just don't like chocolate. So chocolate ice cream to me, I just don't like it. But the worst I would say is Neapolitan. Like, why do people like that?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I like Neapolitan as an ice cream flavor, but I like the sandwiches.
Those are all right, but...
Because then you can, like, separate the flavors.
I love vanilla ice cream. Don't really care for strawberry. Don't like chocolate.
But then it makes sense that you don't like Neapolitan. But I like all
those. I don't know. It's just...
Yeah.
Not, like, it's just trying to be a jack of all trades when I just want a master of one flavor. That's vanilla.
Says the guy whose favorite is a Ben and Jerry's with, like, the entire world in it.
Yeah. But that's because it's all, like, mixed together as one, whereas Neapolitan's like, oh, here, you get this piece and this piece and this piece.
Oh, okay, so I like that type of Neapolitan. I don't like the kind where you scoop it out of the big tub and it's mixed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, swirled, basically.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah, that's how you get it at ice cream stores.
Oh, really?
Like, ice cream places, yeah.
Oh.
It's not like a tub with chocolate vanilla.
I've just never gotten Neapolitan anywhere.
It's kind of like, this was almost on my Trinity, it's like an honorable mention for me, is sherbet ice cream.
Okay.
Like, it's mixed the way that rainbow sherbet is.
Okay.
Which, sherbet.
Sherbet, I think, is what it is.
It's supposed to be sherbet, but I say sherbet.
I think a lot of people say sherbet.
Yeah, but there's no extra R.
Yeah, like sherbet, frozen yogurt, those are all delicious. And then another one that I really don't like, this one's probably controversial as well, is mint chocolate chip.
Love it.
Yeah, I don't.
It's okay. You're not really a sweets person, though. That's kind of the issue here is...
That's the thing, like, that's what you kind of notice from my flavors, is, like, I'm, like, my tooth is savory, so, like...
Well, the one that really threw me off was cake batter.
Yeah.
That's such a not you thing.
It's, like, so the thing is, I'm, like I said, 99% of the time I'm gonna get coffee ice cream. Like, if I have the choice, like, I'm not gonna venture out of that. Like, I'm getting coffee ice cream. So, it's just hard to, but it's, like, the other ones I have, but, yeah, cake batter is the thing that I really like, but it's, like, I don't want a whole thing of it.
Yeah.
Just a little taste.
I won't shame you any longer on cake batter, but it seems.
But no, it's just I just don't have like a sweet tooth. I have like a savory tooth, so that's why like
definitely.
I want like rich like peanut butter.
Tyler will sit and eat tortilla chips. Just
yeah, delicious.
He'll just eat like that's if I'm craving ice cream, he's craving just tortilla chips.
Yeah, just Tostitos round tortilla chips. No
like
need
he
for
actually
salsa.
Craves salt.
Yes, I don't need salsa. I don't need guac. I don't need queso.
Whereas
just
I'll literally cry if I don't have chocolate.
I just want salt.
It's funny.
So what about, like, when you go to, like, Cold Stone or, like, the places you get ice cream, what are, like, the best, not, like, toppings, but, like, mix-ins? Like, you know when you get, like, the ice cream, they mix stuff into it?
I'm not huge on mixing things in, like, candy-wise. I really love to mix in caramel, fudge, worst topping ever, M&M's, right?
That's on my list of worst.
Yeah.
M&M's. And
I love cherries. I love cherries. Good topping.
Okay.
Cherries.
Yeah, I know, but that was just totally, like, we were just like, hate M&M's, but I love cherries.
I know, I was, like, I was trying to think of, like, a topping I like that was a solid thing, instead of just...
Because you love, like, when we go to, like, Andy's, which is custard, right?
Right.
You love, like, getting, like, the, whatever, the core.
Where right, it's, like, a center just straight of, like, up liquid.
Yeah, but mix-ins, so my favorite mix-ins, I got a long list. Heath, delicious. I see so many things that rank, like, Heath is, like, the worst candy bar ever. It's like, whatever, teach their own.
So, is it, like, a Butterfinger?
No, so it's like toffee, which like is so me, like coffee, toffee, just love it. Anything offies.
love the offies.
Reese's. Love,
that's a good
love
one.
Reese's.
Yeah.
Butterfinger, like a Butterfinger Blizzard, delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Oreo, like cookies and cream, great. And cheesecake bites, yummy.
I just wouldn't want that in my ice cream. It's just such a separate dessert for me.
I think that's the thing for me is like I love cheesecake so much is like I just want that flavor. So it's like, if you're going to put that on the ice cream, it's like, well, I just want the cheesecake.
Yeah.
But if that's my option,
then fine. Yeah. Put it in.
We had cheesecake last night.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Very yummy.
Dipped it in chocolate.
So good.
It was really good.
But worst mix-ins, M&M's were my number two.
What's your number one?
The worst mix-in for ice cream.
Gummy bears.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because instantly they become rock hard.
Yeah,
which is the same
gross.
Reason for M&M's.
Yeah.
Like, because those both are the same flavor.
The issue
like,
with M&M's is that the whole point of chocolate is to melt.
Yeah.
So then, when you
melt
put
in your
it,
hand or melt in your mouth, not your hands.
Right. So then, when you put it in ice cream, when you bite into it, it turns into a weird, like, hard, but also you're chewing it.
Mm-hmm. Not weird. Good. But that's why I had as number two because it's like it's hard and you chew it, and not fun at all. But like you can eat it. Whereas like gummy bears like are so unenjoyable because like you have to chew so much of those things when they're in ice cream.
I just thought of two of my favorite ice cream toppings. So one of them I get when I get Froyo, so not really the same, but I would definitely have it in ice cream, and it's strawberries. there's something about the way strawberries like freeze when they're in ice cream or in frozen yogurt that is so satisfying to bite into. Frozen fruits in general, when they're like not quite frozen and they still kind of bite, you know, oh, so good. The other one, this one's really controversial, is marshmallows.
Okay.
Is that on your least favorite or no?
No, I just don't feel like I've had much experience with marshmallows and ice cream.
Uh-huh. I love the way they freeze. It turns into like Lucky Charm marshmallows.
Yeah, that sounds yummy.
Yeah, it's really good. I love to mix that in. That's why I love Rocky Road, but I'm like, ugh, if only the almonds weren't here.
Is there almonds in Rocky Road?
Mm-hmm. It's almonds, marshmallows, chocolate ice cream.
Yeah, that sounds good. I didn't know almonds were in it.
Yeah. That's what makes
it. I thought there was like turtles or something in it.
Mm-mm. The Rocky comes from the nuts.
But almonds specifically?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've always never minded Rocky Road. Mm-hmm. It's a solid flavor. But yeah, gummy worms, gummy bears, and M&M's just get so rock hard.
Yeah.
Chocolate chips are also my worst mix-ins.
Bad too.
Because they also get hard. And it's like, if you want a chocolate mix-in, like, so I was mainly thinking of this, like, in my mind when I was thinking of this list, is like, if I'm going to Cold Stone or like Dairy Queen, what I want to mix in. So I put chocolate chips in there because they get hard like M&M's, but also just like, if you want chocolate mixed in there, like get like an Oreo or like
fudge,
Snickers or like something like that. Like, whereas like
when you're a kid too, the idea of adding M&M's into your ice cream sounds so good, and like the rainbow factor of it, you know, like when you get a McFlurry,
it's so awful, but I know why, it's like fun.
But I've tried it,
and like the colors
multiple times. I've tried multiple times to try to get M&M's in my McFlurries. Never good.
I think the problem too is because I've like recently, within the past year, like I had a McFlurry and I got M&M, because Oreo is always go-to. But I was like, you know, I'm gonna try an M&M.
It just sounds like it's gonna be,
and it's like cool because it's like all melted, like the colors, but like, and it's also because McDonald's employees like aren't like, you know, prideful of their work all the time. So it's like sometimes you just get like ice cream, it's just like all that M&M just dumped on top. Yeah. And it's like,
it's not the vibe.
But all right, that was a good trinity. So the final ranking is Riley's is
vanilla, chocolate, and cookies and cream.
Mine is coffee, cake batter, and the tonight dough.
So let us know what y'all would choose.
Let us know.
Mine's solid. Mine's classics. Classic. Because it's like, when we do the trinities, I think, what could I not live without?
Yeah, you definitely went with the classic route, whereas I went kind of, you know, a little more off the cuff. So it'll be interesting to see what people think in the comments or on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram at Balls and Holes Pod. Your backdrop just dropped.
Seems like it's time to wrap this puppy up.
Yep. So, Riley is the editor of these podcasts, so bless her heart, because I've coughed
probably
20 times. Yeah, like, it's getting really hard to end here.
So, if it's really choppy, that's why I'm cutting between his coughs.
Yeah, we did our best to try to, like, you know, make it so it'll work out.
I think. But now the backdrop's down, Tyler's about to burst a blood vessel holding in his cough.
Yeah, but yeah, you're gonna have a lot of things cut out.
So. We're wrapping it up.
You did a great job. I'm like saying this like retroactively, like as in like, oh,
you already know. I'm gonna do a good job. No, thank you. Yeah.
So yeah, thank you for watching. Subscribe on the YouTubes. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Spotify. Rate us on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts.
Please really leave us a comment. We love to read them.
So yeah,
we'll see y'all next week.
Perfect.
Bye.
I'm gonna go cough. Bye.